let's see, the on regulations. You know, we have had energy policies that talk about goals. They talk about cooperative efforts. That hasn't worked. Look where we are today. I believe we need mandates, and I will call for mandates. And they will be mandates on fuel-efficient vehicles. They will be a mandated cap and trade system. A cap means a mandate. It will be mandates on energy efficiency standards. And I believe that the American people want to see concrete action. Now, at the same time, we are promoting market forces. I have long felt, in my own state of New Mexico, we've attracted renewable energy companies by market forces, by tax incentives, by tax rebates, by investing with renewable energy companies. I think I see the tax code to be used as incentives to promote renewable energy technologies and to promote high-wage jobs in this country. Here's how we can create the most high-wage jobs in this country: in new renewable energy technologies and in retrofitting homes. And I believe that can happen. So regulation, senseless regulation, I don't like that. But regulation that involves an American effort, that says there's going to be leadership, and that says there's going to be mandates. Because voluntary standards, cooperative ventures, we are too far behind. And the Kyoto Treaty, by us, I believe what we need now is a new Kyoto Treaty, a stronger Kyoto Treaty, one that takes into account the fact that we've lost 6 years. And to achieve that, I believe it's going to require mandates. Now, one question that wasn't asked is, why am I not for a carbon tax? I'm not for a carbon tax because that's passed on to consumers. A carbon tax does not have a mandate. Cap and trade has a mandate. So I believe that's a more effective market-oriented approach that'll achieve these goals faster. On sacrifice,